Today, Governor Bill Walker signed House Bill 132 into law, opening up business in Alaska for so-called transportation network companies, or TNCs. Those include popular taxi alternatives like Uber and Lyft. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the companies already laid much of the groundwork to start operations before ink from the governor's pen was even dry.
Lyft has spent the last month recruiting new drivers in Alaska,
specifically in Anchorage, Juneau, and Fairbanks.
Scott Coriel is the communications manager for Lyft in San Francisco. He says the company is accepting customers immediately.
The bill that passed the legislature goes into effect immediately upon the signature of the governor. So we will turn the system on. Folks who are approved to drive can open up the app and start driving, and folks who want a ride can download the app, turn it on, and request a ride to where they need to go.
Lyft differentiates itself from competitor Uber by having more driver-friendly features, like being able to pay a tip from within the smartphone app. Coriel says the vast majority of Lyft's drivers work part-time, many to earn extra income. Though it's received nowhere near the amount of negative attention over labor and leadership issues as Uber, Lyft did settle a $27 million lawsuit in California earlier this year over how it classifies drivers. Issues like that were a key reason why TNCs had to stop operating in Alaska back in 2014. But if you live in Nome, Sitka, or the taxicab capital of America, Bethel, don't expect TNCs too soon. Coriel says while the company would like to expand to smaller communities in Alaska, it's not quite there yet.
You know, we do have to do some work on our end to launch those regions and make sure that we're operating in places in those regions that make sense, but also comply with any sort of regulations that there are.
For drivers who have to use their own vehicles, that means meeting inspection standards and passing personal background checks. Patrick Carter, a lobbyist for Uber in Alaska, says the company is expected to begin operations within a day of the signing and plans to host a launch party next week. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes,